Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
This is definitely not the kitchen.
We are in the mines. House Nefarious is digging deep into the volcano itself.
Val, Captain Val, at your service.
And they bow down. A sack is dropped over Egerton's head. Everything goes black.
The House of Salamander is ready to make its move against House Nefarious.
Bazooka!
You are holding a bazooka.
Okay, now what's going on?
All right, I'll make you a deal.
I need to be in my room with the two beasties and the kumquat. You let that happen, and this death stick can be yours.
What is this thing you have conjured?
It's a test tube.
What is this switch here?
Lady Fath, you honor us.
You will release every one of these laborers.
And standing in the exit is the pit boss, who strikes at her.
Rachel!
And the giant demon turns to face you.
Oh, you don't know who you're dealing with! And Darcy transforms.
The airship banks, rising above the city of Cranox towards Mount Susan. The three white masts catch the wind and the light as white smoke belches out of below decks and the ship accelerates. Standing at the front of the ship is Darcy and Blatt, and approaching them from midship is a tiny gnome, Captain Val, wearing their goggles and their full flight jacket.
I must say, Val, old bean, I didn't think we'd get away with it.
Huh, wasn't that hard? Would have been nice if you'd been there on time.
Like I said, there were complications. Isn't that right, Darcy?
A lot of complications. I'm surprised we made it.
You're looking better.
Thank you. It just sometimes comes over me. This is mostly what I look like.
Okay, and you're going to look mostly like this for the whole flight?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed, I'm sure of it.
Unless you really upset her. but we kid, though. We appreciate the ride.
Okay, good. It's not easy to keep a giant airship hidden, holed up beside a window like that.
Yeah, it's impressive how it blended in with the terrace, actually.
Oh, well, thank you. It's sort of one of my tricks. Well, we shouldn't be long. We do have to make a stop on the way to the mountain, for fuel. But, it shouldn't take us long.
Wait a second. Val, we're not your prisoners now, are we?
No, of course not. No! Well, you can't really go anywhere. You'd have to jump. But no, of course not. No, No, I'm just taking you to meet the Dwarven Alliance. You know, they want to meet you.
Do you know why?
Well, as ambassadors, you know, to help them against the demons.
So we're being recruited for your side?
Not my side. I'm Captain Bowes. I'm sure you've heard of me.
Oh, sure. The Dragons of Neptune. You stole the giant jewel. What's it? Oh, right. Of course.
It's not a what's it. It's the most valuable jewel in existence.
Yep, Matt. The emerald.
Sure, right. The emerald. Yes. Very good. Yes.
Fine. I came out here to let you know your friend,
Rachel.
Rachel's woken up in the cabin.
Okay, I should go check on her. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, I guess she's gone. You wouldn't happen to know what to do with a small fruit-like thing, would you?
Do you have a kitchen?
Yes.
Point him to it.
Okay, all right. I'll do that. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys, look at this big green candy I found in the hold.
I think that's the world's most expensive emerald. Don't bite it.
I can't. I think it's gone bad. Captain Val, want me just to get rid of this down the toilet?
You need to put that in my hand very slowly.
Okay, but it's really stale.
Okay, in my hand, very slowly.
There you go.
Thank you. I don't think you need to go beneath decks anymore.
Well, I just was
looking
around.
No, that's good. We're just going to lock that door. Okay, I'm going to be in my cabin.
Okay. Hey, Blatt, want to play catch? I've got these fairy cakes.
We need to save those in case of future danger.
Yes, future danger. The most dangerous type of danger.
Go on, Egerton. Take a look at that view. You and I, we're not regular old idiots anymore. We're sky idiots.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Episode 41, Sky Idiots.
So Darcy approaches the cabin where she had last seen Rachel, and the door is ajar.
So I peek through the door.
You see Rachel lying in her bed, her head is bandaged, and she does seem to be awake.
Rachel, how are you feeling?
Darcy. My head hurts a little. Okay, everything hurts a little. I think I'm okay.
Well, that was a close call. You had me worried. I mean, that was a big demon.
What happened?
Oh, you don't remember?
No. I just remember you diving between the legs and the way he turned to me with that club and...
Well, it's really not important now. The important thing is that I managed to get the club away from him and got you out of there. And it was a tough fight, but we made it, right?
Fight?
Well, just a little fight, not too big a fight.
Cut to... Okay, Darcy, roll to what you become.
Oh, yeah, and what do I roll here? Okay. The 7, which means I'm a giant rodent. So.
Were rat.
So boring.
Were possum.
Oh, werel. Okay. You can be a werel.
Oh, yeah, okay. I transform into a were squirrel, better known as a werel.
Okay, so this beast of a demon with multiple tusks and giant arms just looming over you, and you become a long-tailed brown-furred werel.
Werel.
Okay, And you see him rearing back with his club, but he's a bit confused.
What is happening?
So I take my large tail and I go to wrap it around to take the club away from him.
Okay, let's roll grapple. That's going to be... Well, you're trying to get something from him, right?
Yes, that's true. I'm trying to extract the claw.
All right, so let's do Defy Danger. And you want to add your bonus? Is this a strength or a dex move?
This has got to be a dex, I think.
Yeah, he's trying to strike you with a club. You're trying to take the club away.
It's a 9, so it's 10.
All right. So that is a success. Yeah, tell me what you do.
So the tail wraps around the club, and with a bit of resistance from him, I pull it away, and I fling it as far back up the pathway as I can, and then I go in for his shoulder with my big teeth.
Okay. As you go in for his shoulder, you see a giant grin come over his orcish-like face. As he just lowers his head, and you see all 6 of those sharp tusks glint in the light as he charges you as you charge him. So you are going to roll Defy Danger, and then you can roll a hack and slash if this succeeds.
It's a 6. Oh, plus 1, 7.
Okay, so you managed to connect. Like, your teeth, you feel them sink in. You hear him, like, growl with rage. As you feel one of those tusks spike right into the side of your... Strike right into your shoulder. I need a D10. Someone can roll a D10, or you can roll me, so whatever.
It's a 5.
You take 5 damage. The tusk strikes your shoulder and almost feels like it comes out the other side. And you feel him laughing because the tusk is in your shoulder as he slowly starts to stand and straighten up, trying to lift you into the air as your teeth are still in his chest. So I need some damage for him.
Okay. What should I... Well, you roll that.
Oh, you're a D. Yeah, you roll for me.
What's your D12, right.
You're D12 now.
It's an 8.
Okay.
Why did you giggle? That doesn't sound good. I nicked him.
How do you kill someone with a single bite from your teeth? Your 2 large squirrel-like teeth.
I didn't say I killed him.
You bit him for 8 damage.
Oh, he's dead.
Yes.
You got us carotid.
Yeah, that's it. I just hit the right artery. Do I have to describe it?
We cut to a hallway where Blatt is furtively running down the hall, checking over his shoulder, as a door opens suddenly ahead of him and out steps a creature dripping in blood and ooze and skin and gore. And the creature looks like a rather large squirrel with a very long dripping tail.
Oh, my sweet Lord and Loxen! Lord. Darcy, I don't even want to know. Oh, you're covered in gore! So did you? A demon? But now you're... Okay. Whoa! Rachel! What about Rachel? Oh! Nestled snugly in your soft tail. Wonderful. These are ridiculous conversations we have.
I think he went down that way.
Okay, here's the thing. We have to get to my room because we're going to wait outside on the terrace and then an airship filled with gnomes are going to pick us up.
I see him. And you hear the sound of a bazooka firing. What do?
I hold on to the giant were-squirrel and attempt to push us both over.
Okay, roll Defy Danger, Blatt.
That's an 8. Plus dex.
Yeah, you have dex.
So a 10.
Okay. You grab... Where? What is it?
Werewolf.
You Werewolf. Grab Werewolf. You grab the Werewolf, and who's carrying Rachel, and manage to topple everyone sideways, hit a door. The door bursts open, and you tumble into a room as a rocket just goes right past the door down the hall, and then you hear the entire building shake as it blows out a hole in the outer wall.
So the good news is I can create the weapon again. The bad news is the enemy has it. So let's try this again. Bazooka.
And you are holding a...
box of cereal.
I know it's a problem. You don't have to chatter at me.
What are you doing in my bedroom? Why is that thing covered in blood?
Okay, idea! Mm-hmm.
And Blatt opens up the box of cereal and pours its contents out into the hall.
And you see the cereal scatter into the hall, and a small something in a little white pouch drops out onto the floor.
Prize bag! There's a prize bag!
I think they went into your queenship's room, Lord.
Of course, that's where we are. Yes. What's in the prize bag? What's in the prize bag?
So Darcy chews it open. It's quite tough. And it is a small...
wheeled chariot?
It is a small weird... Wheel. It is a small wheeled chariot with a removable set of drivers and soldier.
Tripping hazard! We have a tripping hazard!
And Blatt puts it on the ground beside all of the cereal, hoping to create said tripping hazard.
Please, please don't hurt me. Please, just go, leave me. Narf will give you anything, just... please.
And I, as the squirrel, grab this lady around the neck gently with my tail as I...
dropping Rachel?
Yeah, as I gently put Rachel down on the ground for the time being. And I move towards the door with the lady.
Please, please, no, God, this is my best robe. It's covered in... what is this?
That, sadly, is demon gore.
And a guard appears in the doorway. And slowly backs up.
All right. Hopefully that summer of theater camp has prepared me for this. Time to play the villain. All right! Any of you mother freaking demons move and I'll kill every mother loving last one of you!
They have the queen, your worship.
We're not afraid of taking hostages! So we are gonna go back to my room and stay in there for a bit while we make our demands! Uh-huh. Yes, that's it! Our demands! I'll be carrying Rachel! Thank you!
Very polite hostage taker, this one.
Very, Sir, my lordship, what are you doing?
And Narf slides into the doorway with the bazooka, raises it, smiles, and pulls the trigger.
Ta-da!
Okay, I'll just... What are you doing in here? Weren't you just outside? What are you doing in my ready room?
Oh, I, you know, was just looking around and trying to find the kitchen, so...
I'll just not put the emerald down here.
Oh, okay. It's a big candy. So, if I wanted to go cook some stuff, where would I go?
The kitchen?
The kitchen. Is the kitchen in here?
No, this is my ready room.
You keep saying it's ready. What is it ready for?
That's just a term. Let me show you to the kitchen.
Okay.
You know...
I bet if you put some like oil and maybe frosting onto the big green jujube, it would absorb some of it and become softer.
It's not a jujube. You don't need to worry about it again or touch it ever again.
Okay, I'll just remember it's in here. And
okay, I'm just taking that with us and let's okay. go look at the kitchen.
All right, all eyes on the jujube.
So, I had no idea you were with these other two.
Oh yeah, I'm the leader.
Right.
Yeah, I really set the tone and direction of what we're doing and why they look up to me.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully there's no hard feelings about, you know, sticking you in the bag and then everything that happened after.
If I had a cookie for every time I was in a bag, I think four cookies, maybe five. Well, you know, I guess, does a net that completely covers you count as a bag, or is that still a net? Like, at what point does material become a bag?
I'm trying to say sorry and hopefully, putting you in a bag. I thought you were the general of Narf's house, Nefarious.
No, I was just at House Nefarious.
Totally. You hope you can see how it's just an easy mistake to have made.
These things happen, like I said, all the time to me.
Oh, and you know, dropping you from the third floor.
I bounce.
Cut to.
Whoa! Huh. That'll take care of that, General. All right.
Excuse me! The bag fell open down here! Do you want me to come up so you can tie it again?
What? No! No, go away! What are you doing? How are you alive?
Oh, look! There's a big floating thing up by that room.
Shh, quiet!
Oh, no, there's a ladder. Can I climb this?
No, get off the... What are you doing?
I'm just gonna climb up the ladder.
No, get off my ship! Get off my ship! What are you doing?
Oh, wow, it's real high up here.
Okay, we gotta get on the ship. Wait, why is the ship moving?
Okay, everybody, let's wrap around and try and find my friends.
No, don't bring the ship back!
Hard to port!
What are you doing?
Hard to port! No, the other... Left port, not right port. Left port.
Wow. Oh, my head. So he fired?
He actually fired, despite us having his wife as a hostage.
How am I alive? How?
Well, that's a good question. Barely is how I'll say it.
Blatt, here's the sound of the bazooka once again being fired and throws Rachel to safety.
We cut to outside House Nefarious as a part of the gorgeous, perfect golden dome blows outward, raining gold on the street below where there are shouts of people gathering it up as a body sails out the air behind it and lands in the arms of General Egerton on the ship.
I gotcha! Well, you got me, but... Okay, well, you're here and... Oh, Rachel, how are you doing? Why aren't you talking, Rachel? Where'd you come from anyway?
She appears to be unconscious.
Oh, that's not... I didn't do it! She was like this?
And Egerton drops her.
Yeah, she was like that when she fell on me. Not my... Oh! Hey, Blatt!
You see a demon friend who looks familiar hanging by one hand outside of a gaping hole of House Nefarious that you are passing, and you see a were-squirrel dropping down from the ceiling and launching into the demon guards as blood and skin flies.
I always thought the squirrels were up to something, and this is finally the proof I needed. Okay, why is there no one here to watch this with me? And, oh, this happens every time. Rachel. There's a squirrel. It's killing people. Rachel! The squirrel is... Oh, fine. Okay, team, let's port right to the starboard. Yow! Go get that guy. Go get him.
Wow. I could have died. He just threw me out of the building?
Yes, but you didn't, and that's what's important.
Okay.
Remember what I told you about Egerton and not thinking and no obstacles? It worked out perfectly. You landed right in his... Okay, well, you knocked him over and landed on him, but the point is, you were fine.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's a little strange and a little unusual how you did it, but you did what you said.
I did.
You got me out.
Mm-hmm. And now you're free! You can come with us!
I may want to go back to my village. No, no offense.
Oh. Yeah, of course. I didn't even think of that. You need to tell us where your village is.
Oh, it's... I can do that, I think.
Okay, well, why don't you just rest now? We're going to let the captain take us to this other place we're going, and then we'll figure out a way to get you back to your people.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks,
well,
Darcy.
You're welcome. Just sleep and don't worry about anything.
And that's when an explosion rocks the ship a little bit and seems to have been coming from the direction of the kitchen.
My bad!
Hey friends, Sean here, and we've made it to the mid-roll. What a crazy episode. I can't tell you how much fun it is to have the table back together. And thank you to each and every one of you that have been sharing or shouting us out on social media or doing fan art. We love all of that so much. And I just want to take a moment to remind everyone listening that it's okay to take a break and to take care of yourselves. I'm the pot calling the kettle black here, or whatever that is, because I was struggling with that for a few weeks. So please, take a break, walk away from your computer, stop scrolling, what is it called? Doom scrolling through social media, and tune into an episode. And we got a lot more coming. It gets crazier. Anyways, all our love. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All right, kids, for the last time, we're going to get on this pod chaser or we're going home.
What?
Look, we had one simple job when we left the house today, Timmy. I don't see what the problem is.
Put shoes on!
All right. Jonathan,
I've got shoes on.
Yes, you got your shoes on. We're all very, very proud of you.
We have four squared shoes.
Okay, no, we don't have four square shoes. We have four shoes. Okay, why are you both wearing left shoes? I don't know. Where did the other left shoes come from?
Well, almost one of my feet is very comfortable, and the other one's in terrible pain.
Yeah, and that's why you're walking in circles again, Jonathan.
Elizabeth took all the right shoes.
Okay, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Why did you take all the right shoes again?
Because they are all correct. I only wear correct shoes.
I really can't argue with that. But look, okay, we all have to hurry up. So I'm going to need you to, can you help each other? Okay, if you go
on the left side with all of the right shoes, and then you two go on the right side with the left shoes.
No, we're the left shoes. I thought we were going to leave the right people are going
to
leave
to get
review.
To Podchaser and rate and review the show, and then your mother will stop nagging me, and we can all go home and just have a nice afternoon. But we got to get to Podchaser to rate and review.
What are we reviewing?
We're reviewing the show. The show that we all listen to and love because it's funny and charming and great.
I remember when Uncle Egerton was fun.
Okay, you know what happened? Taxes and marriage. So let's all just get on the Pod Chaser and do this thing.
So, Blatt, you are standing at the front of the ship as it flies through the air, rocked every once in a while by a small explosion and a shout of,
"My bad!"
Workers, all gnomes or dwarves, move around, knowing what they're doing as we're moving towards night. When you notice that you are moving the exact opposite direction from Mount Susan, you are heading out into what appears to just be empty desert, away from the city.
Excuse me, my gnome, dwarf, gnomish friend.
Huh? What? Who are you?
I'm one of the people that got rescued in that big mission with the explosions.
You're in my
way.
I gotta wrap this rope here.
Yeah, great. Wrap the rope.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, where are we going? Because civilization seems to be behind us, and we're heading towards inky flatness.
Yeah, I gotta go secure another line. I think we're going to the Badlands, is what the captain said.
What? Are you from the Badlands? Are you a Badland inhabitant?
Nobody's from the Badlands.
Of course, why would anybody be from the Badlands? Now, why are we going to the Badlands?
I don't know. Ask the captain. Well, I gotta tie this line.
Well, I thought we were refueling somewhere. Do you refuel in the Badlands?
Nobody does anything in the Badlands.
Because they're so bad.
Yeah.
Of course, how silly of me.
Fuel in the Badlands. What a crazy...
No, I think we've been captured again.
You see Darcy coming up from the cabin on mid-deck towards you.
Okay, good news. Rachel seems to be okay, although it's a shock that she made it through that.
You throw a human out of a window onto a floating airship and it's suddenly a big to-do.
I know, these things used to be unusual, right? I feel like at some point we would have thought it was weird too.
I wouldn't know, I'm completely desensitized at this point.
Yeah.
Speaking of being desensitized to terrible things,
yeah.
I've just talked to a random gnome,
okay.
And apparently we're flying towards something called the Badlands.
Well, excuse me, I gotta tie this rope. Oh, and you might wanna hear, you can have my rag. You're sort of covered in blood.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
it's gonna tie
you.
This off.
Okay.
Okay, well, sorry, thanks. Don't mind me.
Excuse me, yeah. Other gnome.
Yeah.
That's
George.
George the gnome. Are we
GG for short.
GG, George Gnome. Just wondering, I overheard, are we heading towards an area referred to as the Badlands?
No, we never go to the Badlands. No, we don't do that. I was told we're never going to the Badlands again. What's going on? You swore to me.
What's happening? We were supposed to go to the big mountain. That's what he said, you know, ambassadors, alliance, something like that.
You know how I sarcastically joke that hoity ho ho ho, we've been captured by gnomes?
Yep.
I think we've been captured by gnomes.
Really? These guys?
Egerton pops his head up from below decks where he's not supposed to be again, this time with a new batch of fairy cakes. So first I need you to roll a 20-sided die, Egerton, and then we'll get back to the story.
20-sided die.
10.
10. 10. Okay, cool. You pop up on deck, excited because you have a new batch of fairy cakes.
I've got a new batch of fairy cakes.
Wow, you've been busy.
Yeah, didn't you hear? I was experimenting and learning by doing.
Oh, that was you. Of course it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't me per se. It was science.
Speaking of science, have you spoken to anybody down below while you were sciencing?
Oh, lots of people. We had a really great conversation, actually.
Fantastic.
A whole bunch of us.
So, were you talking at all about where we're going?
No, mostly about why the black pepper really seemed to be out to get the salt.
Hey, Eggsy! Love that talk! Fist bump! Boom! Yeah,
all right.
Catch you after.
So, there seems to be a problem between the bowls and some of the spices, and the spices don't know if they want to be seasoning or spices. It's this little bit of infighting, and the black pepper got real up in the grill.
Eggerton?
Yeah?
Did you make any useful fairy cakes this time?
Oh yeah, these are super tasty.
Okay, but do you know what they do?
I don't know what they do. Why don't I just try one and we'll see what happens?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm just gonna...
No!
Eggerton turns to stone.
Well, now my first thought is that could be useful.
And if we had a yard, we could put him in it.
Wait, was that a gnome joke?
That wasn't a gnome joke.
Okay, because those are fighting words, buddy.
Many things can be used as lawn ornaments. Let's just keep our cool, man, okay?
All right, I'm watching you.
Are we going to the Badlands?
I thought you said we're never going to the Badlands.
I keep upsetting people with that term.
Yeah, maybe we need to find Captain Val, but what'd she do with Eggerton? Should we just leave him here?
What else can we do with him? Move him around? He probably weighs about 300 pounds.
True.
The ship is starting to list a little to one side.
All right, so maybe try to shove him in the middle of this giant air thing that we're on just so we don't all fall off one side.
Here, if we just rope him to this mast here. That should keep him secure for the time being. While
you
we
call that a knot? Here, no, do it this way.
Oh,
there you go. See?
Oh, that's see? Very handy. Thank yeah. you. Okay, go.
Well, that's a weird statue. When did we pick that up?
Oh, the last mission we rescued it from the demons. Are we going to the Badlands?
No, we never go to the Badlands.
Well, we seem to be flying towards a flat area referred to as the Badlands.
I'm sure the captain knows what they're doing. We're probably just trying to avoid some bad weather.
Where is the captain right now?
Oh, they're, they should, well, actually, I would say the ready room, but the door is locked and padlocked, has a chain around it. They might be in the wheelhouse.
Is that normal, the padlock?
No, and the 10 armed gnomes, also not normal, but I would check the wheelhouse. I gotta get onto them. Really nice work on this statue.
Thank you.
Very lifelike.
Yeah, it took us hours to carve it.
Eating? I've never seen a statue eating. What is that, a cake?
That is a small little cake that the statue made itself, yes.
Wow, beautiful. I don't know if I'd go purple next time, but it's really nice.
Artistic choices.
So we have been captured by gnomes?
Oh, we have most definitely been captured by gnomes, yes.
Well, we have to find the captain. Let's go to the wheelhouse. Where's the wheelhouse?
The place where we're probably not permitted to go because we're prisoners.
Well, we gotta try.
For a little while, I'd just like to be in a safe place. Just, like, give me half an hour. Like, just something, you know? Change my shirt, have a lie down, talk about something that isn't life or death. Just, you know, for once.
That's just not our life, Blatt. It's just not our life.
I'm fine. I'm trying not to complain. It's just, you know, it's tiring.
Yeah, I get it.
Couple years of this. Just wanna sit down, take my shoes off.
Maybe we should sit down for a while. Just take a break.
No, we've been captured by gnomes. Let's find the wheelhouse.
Hey, George!
Yeah, what's up?
I was down, you know, in the belly of the airship.
Yeah. Here, Sam, I gotta tie that. Hold on.
And I found this person down there who's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, this, you don't say.
This one-eyed demon freak who said that he was really unhappy with his working conditions back in the city.
What is coming to this ship? Pedro just said we've got a statue on the main deck now.
What is going on? This place is falling apart.
And there's some crazy little tiny person that's like blowing holes in the kitchen. I don't know how we're ever going to eat again.
Well, listen, the captain hates stowaways. What do you think I should do with this guy?
Put him to work.
All right.
That's what we always do, you know.
Hey! Okay, come on, get up here.
Centurion.
Oh, you weren't kidding.
What type of new job do I have now here aboard your airship, Centurion?
All right, well, we like to use people's skills.
Yeah.
Do you have any skills?
Yeah, what are you good at?
Usually I stomp things. You stomp things and you make them into pancake batter, or perhaps you steal their body parts for other uses.
Well, we do make wine, but not that often.
Yeah, we don't do body part stealing.
No.
The boss doesn't like that.
Well, not officially.
That's
okay.
True.
All right, what else, what do you do, you know, what's your side hustle?
We lock people up, and then worry about what to do with them later.
Okay, jailer.
How are you with a mop?
Oh, a mop. I've mopped before, yes. Usually to get bloodstains out of things.
Okay, well,
yeah,
some deck swabbing could be useful
right
now.
Yeah, I think that's a good start.
All right, let me get into the new headspace here. Centurion. Floor mopper. All right, I'm there. Floor mopper. Mop me up. Hey, dee. Watch where you're walking there. I just cleaned that.
That's pretty good, actually.
He might work out.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
All right. Well, just keep an eye on him.
All right.
Floor mopper.
It's about a half an hour later, and the ship is on a straight course. The upper decks are pretty quiet, and it's slowly losing altitude. And around it is just desert, as far as you can see. When there is a pop sound, and the statue comes back to life as Egerton, who is tied to the mast.
I have questions about what has occurred in the last few moments. Where is every... Hello? Oh, again. Tied to a ship with nothing to do. Just wait for someone to come and find me. This reminds me of summer camp. It was sad. Don't feel like getting into it.
I'm trying to mop here.
What?
Floor mopper. Pick up your feet, boy. You're making a mess here.
Oh, wait, can you untie me?
Ah, it's not my job. I'm supposed to be mopping floors. That's my new duty. I'm floor mopper.
Well, didn't you used to be a centurion?
I used to be a centurion with them demon folk, but the demon folk always treated me badly, probably due to my bad attitude and low intelligence. But now I've got a new gig.
But you got promoted to floor mopper? Wouldn't you like assistant directorship of not untying added to that title?
Oh, I wish Gah was here. Gah was always able to explain things to me in very simple terms.
I will give you one of these fairy cakes if you untie me.
Oh, now that's a good deal there now, boy. All right, cake me up.
Well, untie me first so I can give you a cake.
Cake me up.
Untie me and I'll give you a cake.
Cake me up.
But see, the cake's in my pouch, which is under these ropes.
All right, my hands are on the rope.
Hands are on the rope. Okay, my hands are still bound at my side, but I can try and bend down with just my mouth.
All right.
I'm trying to bend. I'm bending at the neck.
Okay.
It's not enough. I can't reach though because it's my neck doesn't bend all the way down and there's rope. So if you undo some rope, then I can.
All right. I'm gonna grab you by the ankles, turn you upside down, and just shake you violently. Okay. Will that do it?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's get it.
There we go. Oh. All right. Now you stay there.
All right.
I'm going to put this inside my gum, and then I'll untie you.
Okay. Oh.
And the centurion floor mopper turns to stone.
Okay. Anyone else? I'm on the ground, and the centurion floor mopper assistant director of things is... This is the worst vacation ever.
Darcy and Blatt, you are jolted from your rest back deck where you are sitting and watching the trails behind you of the clouds as you are sailing through the desert as the ship lands, and it is rough. It sends you guys bouncing. It is just going right into the sand. Its sand is spraying on both sides of the ship, and people are still running around, very animated, and in and around the eight figures that are all stone around Egerton, who is still tied to the mast. And the ship comes to a stop, and you hear Captain Val shouting from the wheelhouse.
There they are. Finally, we need to get some answers.
I know what we should do. A good old-fashioned mutiny. Let's just mention to some of the gnomes and dwarves around here that we've landed in the Badlands.
But we've landed in the Badlands. We're already here. What's that going to do? We don't know how to steer this thing.
Well, I don't know if these people actually know that we're in the Badlands. Some of them didn't seem to know. Here, let's stop somebody. You! Oh, tying something!
Yes?
I heard we're currently landed in the Badlands!
Yeah, you can sort of see that if you just look any direction. It's just desert as far as you can see.
Yeah, they're right. I mean...
All right, fine. Obviously, the entire desert is counted as Badlands.
Well, no. Only the parts of the desert where, you know, nobody can survive.
So then, why would we come here?
And the captain says we're only going to be here for a few minutes. They have to pick something up and we're refueling.
Okay.
Do you often refuel in the Badlands?
I'm just a deckhand. What do I know? Gotta go.
It's funny how everybody has information until you ask them a pointed question. Then they're just a deckhand.
Oh, excuse me, deckhand. I'll trade you one of these special cakes if you untie me.
I'm a little afraid to, seeing as you're surrounded by most of my friends and they're all turned to stone.
Oh, they're just playing a game. It's okay.
I gotta go.
Oh.
Egerton, what have you done? Why is everyone here stone?
They ate my fairy cakes.
Oh, my lord. Look at this one.
Yeah, he was dancing because he was so excited.
Not the one who is dancing. This one. This is not a dwarf or a gnome.
No, that's a floor mopper.
A floor mopper? This is the jailer from this. This is a demon.
Well, he got promoted. It's okay.
How is there a demon on board this thing?
I was going to ask the same thing, but I think you are a demon, are you not, Blatt?
Yes, Captain, I am indeed a demon. I thought I was the only one on this voyage. Why are we in the Badlands?
Well, I said I had to stop and do an errand and refuel.
In an area that everyone seems to be terrified to be in.
Yeah. Well, the errand sort of involves delivering the three of you here.
Ha ha ha! And there it is. So, we're not rescued. We've actually been captured.
I beg to differ. You are completely rescued. You're free to go.
To the captors that you're delivering us to.
No, it's just the Badlands. You can go wherever you want in the Badlands. That was what I was paid to do.
We've heard nobody comes to the Badlands.
Well, it's got a bad rep, you know, but they sort of like that. It keeps, you know, the riffraff out.
Who would even know we're here? You just rescued us from the only group of people that knew we were here.
Well, I do have something to give you. It's a I'm told it's a trifold brochure.
A trifold brochure?
Brochure, something like that? Brochure?
Oh, I've heard of brochurgers. It's this kind of sweetener that's really toxic.
No, see, it's
they,
this.
They
it's
call it a brochure.
It's paper, and it folds in three, and it's got pictures. Here you go.
It's a brochure, buddy. Not everything's about food.
No, but, oh.
It reads, the Badlands Trailer Park, home of the Winnebagios. There's sort of a map here on this side.
I don't know who the Winnebagios are. We've never heard of the Winnebagios.
Well, I've sort of done my thing. You're free. I rescued you. You know, well, it's
someone
all good.
Must have told you to do this. Where did you get your orders from?
They look really nervous. Look, I get it. I get it. You know, it's a lot, right? And you're just being dumped here in the Badlands. You know,
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Well, what if we took over this ship? What if you couldn't do what you had to do?
Is that a threat? I know, I'm just a little gnome.
No, it's not really a threat. I just want to know why we're here.
Look, he's a really nice guy, right?
Hey, Head Winnebago?
Yeah. You know, we don't talk about them. But really nice guy when it comes down to it, and I owe him a lot. And he called in his chits, and so, just, you know, you're going to have a hero's welcome here.
Come on, Eggsy. Let's untie ya.
Thank you.
Well, we have to get Rachel.
Well, actually, I've talked to Rachel, and I'm going to swing her home.
Oh, how decent of you. Thank you.
Well, based on what I'm making off this deal, I figure at least I can do is, you know, the decent thing.
Well, who's paying you so well?
Nobody's paying me. It's, you know, just doing a favor.
You said you were making a lot.
Yeah, okay. How long are my crew going to be stoned?
Well, it depends really on what else they've had to eat today and if they've got, like, fairy cakes in them already. Those who have eaten a lot of fairy cakes, not long. But those who are maybe new to it, you're going to have to talk them through what's happening, sit them down, give them a drink, tell them some nice colorful stories, and they'll start to feel better.
All right, someone drag these things down below decks.
You don't mind if we just use your restroom before we disembark, do you?
No, of course not. Go. Just do it right over the side.
Eggsy.
Yeah?
Get the emerald.
Okay. And I, carefully, by taking long, tall steps on my tiptoes, walk down into the lower decks again.
Okay, so it's in the captain's quarters on the main deck.
So I turn around after I walk down and walk back up the stairs and head to the main captain's deck area.
So everyone's watching as you walk towards it, and the 10 guards, and it's all chained up.
Hey, guys, you want to try a fairy cake?
No.
Oh. But I left my friend's toys
in... We've been told no one can come in here. Most importantly, you.
Exactly. And that's why you gotta do what I wouldn't do, and that's go inside. So if you all go inside, then I definitely can't get inside, can I?
You know, this might work, maybe, but not when the captain's standing right there behind you watching.
The captain's cool with it. I talked to the captain.
I am. I'm cool with it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just gonna go right on in?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you are.
Okay, but they're gonna let me in. Right, guys? Right? Remember all of those good times we had?
The airship is pulling away as you all are standing there, Egerton with his feet kicking in the air, his head in the sand. And the ship is slowly turning, and you see Captain Val saluting from the deck.
Huh.
Well, it was worth a shot. I know, buddy. I know.
And behind the three adventurers, as the ship disappears into the dim light, is a hand-painted sign that reads, "The Badlands Trailer Park, home of the Winnebagoes." And underneath that, it reads, "All hail the Zombie King, Stan, future Supreme Ruler of the Known Multiverses."
Oh boy.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElvey. Story consultant Laura Packer. Game consultant Stephen Smith. Supporting producers Kona, Lillianne Johnston, and Kim Bellinger. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
I need a name for the airship.
Ooh, that's
the
probably
Ulysses.
A good one. Let's not do...
Fair.
Did you say bear?
I said fair.
Sky barrel.
Sky barrel.
I'm liking sky
a
barrel.
Boeing, kind of like a sky, Boeing.
Or a Boeing?
No, a Boeing.
I know, but or a Boeing, which is like a Boeing. Because you're trying to use names from our society. Let's try and make something up.
Let's try and make something up. I had a kerfuffle. How about a...
That's why I said sky barrel.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries, the good people.